but slowly bring the awareness to the body. Breathe deeply into the belly area, taking your attention down to the root, sacral areas. And give attention to the earth element, the water and the fire, as you welcome a new day. Navel consciousness is fire, vitality, core. Root is grounding in the earth consciousness, and sacral is water, connected to the element water, and taste. Breathe deeply in there, and open your awareness to a new day. Your body is of the earth, of water, of fire. And as you feel grounded and stable in your core vitality, breathe into the chest. As you open up to the air element and to the sense of touch, your skin, your hands. And the feeling of lovingness as you go deep into your soul being. That you are a channel of light. Breathe deeply into the throat as you open up to the consciousness of space. And peacefulness in that space. And take your attention to the back of the neck and to the third eye. As you give attention to the mind. And its association with the elements of nature, with space, with air, with fire, water, and earth. Give attention to your physical senses, hearing, that's connected to throat consciousness. Touch, that's connected to the heart. Seeing that's connected to the firepower of the gut. Tasting that is connected to water consciousness at the sacral area. And smelling that's connected to earth consciousness. And open your awareness to the beauty of a new day. To the elements of nature and to harmonious coexistence with all of life. Let's honor the karmic play by welcoming the karmic stage today, however it features, knowing that it's all a creation of ours, that we are participants in the karmic play. Breathe deeply into the brow area, into the crown, and hold the awareness that the divine is within us and everywhere. That's the power of crown consciousness, that everything is held in the divine. And with that, we welcome our new day. Let's hold the intention to be divinely centered today. Divinely driven, divinely conscious. That we may have a day of peace, love, and harmony. Let's create this intention in our centering prayer. I center my consciousness in the source of my being, the God within me. I acknowledge that God is at the very center of my being, the very source of my power, intelligence, and energy, I hold the intention of staying centered in the divine within me, that I may be a channel of light today. A warrior of peace, an angel of mercy, and a light in the darkness. I pray that my every thought, word, and action today be a blessing to my world. I give thanks for all the blessings I have received, and I pray to continue to be worthy. Om, peace, peace, peace. Welcome to a new day, everyone. So we are in the week before the 40 days, so we look forward to the marvelous discipline of this period and the transformative energies that it carries. That can only happen if you embrace it. For those of you who've been involved in it and know it, it's a marvelous period that we all look forward to. The goal of life continues to be, whether you like it or not, whether you're conscious of it or not, to evolve in consciousness. That means your identity changes as you evolve. Evolution in consciousness relates also to self-identity. Once you evolve, your awareness of self, your self-identity changes. From human, the consciousness of human, to the growing consciousness of divinity, of a deep relationship and connection to the divine. That's what evolution in consciousness brings, and all of life is driven by that evolutionary principle that is behind creation. What is marvelous in this play of evolution is that the divine is behind it. And like I've always said to you, you think that you are the seeker, but the divine is seeking in and through you. It's pushing you to seek. And if you just change your perspective a little bit, then you'll realize that you are seeking because you are divinely driven. The divine within you is seeking to express itself. Its perfection is seeking to manifest. And here we remember Christ's words, right? Be perfect even as your Father in heaven is perfect. The divine is driving us to evolve and to experience the perfection that lies at the very core of our being. If we can be conscious of this in our every moment, of course, we forget it very easily. Caught up in all the activities, we forget that we are divinely driven, that the purpose is to evolve in the consciousness. Then, if we remember that, then that awareness that comes over in everything that we do makes everything that we do a discipline in that evolutionary process. And that's what I love, that my every action, my every word, my every thought has a part to play in the evolution of my consciousness. And if I don't evolve, you know what happens if you don't evolve, right? We stagnate. We stay in the same place. So whilst life is changing in every moment, body is changing, circumstances are changing, we stay the same. What sense does that make? That whilst life is evolving around us, we remain the same. While things are becoming more challenging and more powerful, you take disease, for example, how strains of disease become more and more powerful. Life itself is continuously challenging us to act. Even in the Bhagavad Gita, the divine says through the Krishna that if I cease to act, then everything will perish. That action is at the very basis of life itself. So if we cease to evolve or aligned to the evolutionary principle, then we suffer. And life will push us to evolve. Life will kick us in the behind, pushing us to evolve. People will come and move you and push you. So the best to do is to observe the circumstances of life. It's telling you a story. Try to decode that story, to understand it, and to work in harmony with it, and you will have the best experience of a divine play. You'll have the best alignment to the evolutionary principle of driving existence. If only we can understand that, then you'll be conscious of every conversation, you'll be conscious of every interaction, and you'll be conscious of the marvelous world that exists around you that is constantly changing and in flux. Nothing remains constant except the divine in its core. So welcome to the days before the 40 days. We look forward. Monday is our first satsang that begins. And we are looking forward to that. We are building up to that. And all those of you who support it with your energies, we appreciate very much. So have a marvelous day, everyone. May we continue to be blessed by the masters of the light. Namaskar.